Very nice. I don't know why I have my headphones on. I can't really hear it because I finally figured out how to not hear it while I'm recording. Luke's having fun on a ukulele. Liam's, of course, on his phone.
Sorry.
I gave you that fidget toy for a reason.
Yeah.
More interesting.
We're back. What's it called? Three Nerds and Two Brains. That's the title.
Bro, I thought we said 10 nerds.
Yeah, we're 10 nerds now. There's seven more.
Seven?
Yeah, where are they?
Oh, yeah, 7 plus 10. What?
7 plus 3. 7 plus 10. Yeah, 7 plus 10 is 3.
This is a messy start. I'm your host, Jake, and I'm here with my good friends and co-host, Luke.
What's up?
And Liam.
Oh, no, it's still there. It was on your story the other day, and all you see is comes first.
God. Anyway, last week's episode went up a little bit late, and it also was...
too long.
Way too long. I knew I should have done it in two parts, but Liam insisted we do it in one huge chunk.
Way long.
It was so such a long... Yeah, it was such a long episode, but it was actually kind of fun. I think we said it off podcast, but every 4 or 5 episodes we're going to do a commentary track. So what's next on the list? Spider-Man 3?
Ugh.
Iron Man 3.
Yes.
Why Iron Man 3?
That's a good film.
I don't know.
Oh, what's next to watch? Oh,
don't we only do like bad films?
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, no. We don't have to do bad films.
Bad film.
We could do Suicide
Spider-Man 3, then.
We could just go through all the DC films. They're all pretty bad.
Aquaman was good.
I haven't seen it yet. Why did you say Aquaman?
Aquaman?
Yeah, it's an A.
Jason Momoa was good.
Yeah.
Water Jason.
Yeah.
Water Jason.
He plays the bass.
He does play the bass. He plays the guitar as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, very talented man.
He should play Lobo.
Yeah, he should have. Yeah, they did. They are making that film, I think. Are they making that film or TV show?
He would actually look like him.
Yeah.
With his long hair.
He would, yeah. I'm trying to think of someone else who could play Lobo that actually looks like him.
Kurt
Russell.
Kurt Russell?
That's a person. Yeah.
Kurt Russell plays Ego. Ego?
Yeah.
Ego the Living Planet in Guardians 2.
There's 5p on the floor.
There is indeed a 5p on the floor. We got tipped. By... don't know, the invisible tipper.
Yeah.
We're like the homeless beggars of podcasting.
Yeah, you two are.
Please give money. Please. He's actually playing with a fidget cube. Maybe it'll keep him passive. So, because last week's episode was pretty long, we probably won't make this one too long. Probably about 40 minutes, maybe 50 minutes.
Was that so too averagely long?
Yeah, so like an average episode. Yeah. We won't have a 2-hour episode or above an hour.
Basically, we're going to record for about an hour, and then Jake's going to cut out about 20 minutes.
You know it, sister.
Sister. Fucking sister.
Yeah, you know it. First of all, this is the first thing that came to my head. Did you guys know that The Trench from Aquaman is getting a spin-off movie in a horror form?
Really?
Are they the weird creatures?
Yeah. The darker side of Aquaman. Yeah. So apparently that's getting a spin-off film. I don't know. But James Wan is renowned for his horror films.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to be doing a horror spin-off of specifically that area of Aquaman. I haven't seen the film, so I have no idea how that could work. Or how even The Trench played out in the Aquaman film.
They didn't even have a main guy.
It's just mindless minions, isn't it? Yeah, I don't understand how you could do it. And also, how could you make a horror film? Like, with a horror film, I think you'd have to do something where there's only,
A horror film.
Yeah. No, but the thing is, I think a horror film is, like, when there's one main person you're afraid of.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, so, like, one main entity. Zombie but this films. Is going to be, like... Yeah, I suppose, actually. But then again, like, they're kind of brainless. I think this is...
Some of these.
Are they?
They basically
They seem sentient.
Are. All they do is, like, see someone they want to eat.
Yeah.
Go after them. Then if someone puts light in front of them, they get scared.
Oh, okay.
That's about it.
Oh, so they're the shittest villains ever. Okay. I don't know how that's going to work.
It won't, but, yeah.
Well, we'll see. Maybe DC can... Maybe they can bring it back with a horror film.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Hang on, I'm going to pause this.
Pausing.
Someone came in the room. Not literally came. They didn't... Anyway.
I like how I can't talk about a nut, but you can.
He didn't. He said they came into the room with their
footsteps. Yeah, and he said not literally
footsteps.
Came.
Okay.
I said not.
Ejaculation. Jesus Christ. So Disney also announced that they will be carrying on Marvel R-rated movies, which means that...
Black Widow.
Yes. Deadpool. Oh, yeah, Black Widow, of course, yeah. But Deadpool's going to probably be saved. And it also means that if they're looking for a Wolverine replacement.
I heard that.
Yeah, who Heel. Do you... Who could...
Heel. No one.
Who could they...
No one.
No one.
I don't think they
no
could.
One. No one.
No, they couldn't.
They could get
I'm agreeing
people.
With you.
They could no get people, one. But they're not going to be good.
No one.
I'm agreeing with you.
I think, ain't Tom Hardy, like, one of the top names at the moment? The
he can't be.
He's Venom.
He's, yeah.
He's too good.
And the him. Chances of him being in the MCU are pretty high.
What, as Venom or?
Yeah. They could probably link it somehow.
Well, they will. Venom 1 was really successful, and I can't see Venom 2 not being... successful. So considering it comes out next
you know,
year.
People
so.
Don't want Carnage to be the main villain. People...
It's because his fucking afro is trash.
No, it's not that. It's because they've already seen like one symbiote fight, so they want it to be like a normal fucking person.
Yeah, but the thing is,
it's gonna be shit.
Carnage is beautiful. A different kind of symbiote, and he at least he can be fucking like separated from Venom because he's red.
Hmm.
Whereas Riot was pretty fucking monochrome.
The one thing they done, what they had to do. I read this up.
Yeah.
In the. The first time you see Riot,
mm-hmm.
he
was
read.
Pure sort of silver, mm-hmm. silver black yeah. gunmetal.
Yeah.
But he had that different face, like you see in
yeah,
the film.
Yeah, yes. Like,
but
really
they edited his design to give him like red veins that mm-hmm. glow, yeah. and you can just about see them purely because you couldn't distinguish them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, yeah. They should have made it a little bit more because I was watching it. Well, I watched
Why
it the
don't
other night.
Use Riot used one of the other ones.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah. I watched it again the other night, and I have to say that film still is. It's actually pretty good. It's not like one of those films where I saw it in cinema and I thought, yeah, I really like that film, and then saw it on DVD. Like Guardians 2. I love that in cinema. Saw it on DVD. Thought it was
like
a fucking
cinema.
Trash film.
Like
Venom actually still holds up. Really enjoyable. Didn't really drag. There is flaws.
Yeah,
there's definitely a lot of flaws with that film.
I kind of got bored.
There is
some bits of it.
Yeah, it's a weird. It has a really weird pacing, but it's really boring at point. There's a really long build-up to when Venom...
Is Venom.
Is Venom. And then after that, it's just Venom throughout. And it seems really short. Like, it goes from having no plot to then finishing it up in a boss battle in, like, a couple
I
of minutes.
The build-up itself was good.
Yeah.
But as soon as you got the
best
build-up...
best scene was when he jumped into the lobster aquarium.
Oh, yeah.
Lobsters. I love that.
Yeah,
as soon as you got past the build-up, you thought, oh, yeah, he's Venom now.
Yeah.
Cool.
She Venom ruined it, but people want to see more of it. Fucking weirdos.
That creeped me out.
That is one of the weirdest scenes I've seen in
when you told
any
me about that,
ever.
I was like...
I read up that... No, Jake read up there was a weird scene in it.
I
didn't know what it was.
No, I had. I'd seen the picture, and I was like, that is...
disgusting.
Fucking weird. It was like Incredibles 2 with the water out of the nose.
People that was funny, though.
People have been posting that for ages, and I was like, that's not... That can't be. That must be like a short film. And it happened, and it took me by
yeah,
fucking...
Yeah, but that's slapstick
it took me
comedy,
so...
isn't it?
Yeah, but that's so strange.
I thought it was funny.
Who the fuck... Did you hear about the guy who was working... He'd had like 100... Extra 100 hours spent in the studio touching up Mr. Incredible's crutch to make sure it didn't look like it was too bulbous.
Is that real?
Yeah, there's an article. Apparently he spent like 100, 200 hours overtime making sure that his cock wasn't too, like, there in your face, like David Bowie in Labyrinth. Have you seen that film?
Yeah, I like
that
I know
film.
What you're on about.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Venom's fine. I just don't think that... You can't tell that Riot is...
Riot.
Mr. Incredible's Riot. Incredible Bulge.
That's the title of the episode. Mr. Incredible is Incredible Bulge.
Shit.
That's great. Yeah. So Venom, yeah.
That's stuck in my head. Now that's horrible.
I've got a weird image.
They made figures of that guy as well.
Alright, can we stop? Yeah.
Where were we?
Mr. Incredible's Incredible Bulge.
No, you know, so Venom 2 with Carnage. Where is that actually ever going to go? Like, how could you make a two-hour film interesting about that?
Kill Venom.
Yeah, I suppose. Liam would sit here and probably rant about toxin. Bring toxin.
They need to put toxin in it. No. Toxin is the best symbiote.
They need
Don't
to,
care.
If they're going to do like a lot of Venom stuff, they need to do a trilogy.
I love toxin.
And then if the trilogy
is what would the third one be?
What are you saying?
Toxin. They need to do a series on
isn't
toxin.
Isn't toxin a good one?
Yeah, but
it's
they can have
off.
Him.
Oh, okay.
They can have him like a
so it's Venom
split personality.
Well, yeah, Venom
sort
in
of
the
guy.
Film because Venom in the comics is bad.
I think that they should.
I didn't like the way he was a good guy. I thought he should have been.
I
a
think they
guy.
Should maybe still hold out on Carnage for a little bit and then make the third film maximum
tell
Carnage.
What they should
yeah.
do.
They should make a bigger
the second film.
Mm-hmm.
They should have the Venom symbiote actually turning more evil.
Oh, so yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's more of an evil film.
Yeah.
And not, because the first film is just they getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're making rules like, no, you can't eat people and all that. But what if Venom starts to go against it all and starts taking control of Eddie, like, properly?
Yeah, you could do that. And then you could, I don't know. And who would you have
if
as
you
the...
had a third film, you could sort of resolve it.
Yeah.
And they have to team up against take down
Yeah,
someone.
You could. So the second film could be, like, the build-up into the MCU. So Venom's becoming more evil. And then you could slowly, like, link in...
Spider-Man
or another hero.
Mysterio.
Yeah, whatever. Whoever, yeah. And then the third film, you could have... Carnage is the main villain, and
sort of a
Venom, and he's such a big villain that Venom realizes that he has to defeat him.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man, that'd be a
could
good
be
yeah
a team up because they do.
Yeah,
team
exactly.
Up.
Yeah, yeah, that could be a good film.
Why are we not hired?
I want to write these films. I do a better job.
I thought you were going to say why we're not hired. Okay.
We could do good as film writers, especially for like Batman and Superman and that shit. We could save the DC. Hire us.
Batman, you need a different take on that. You need a sort of horror aspect in a Batman film.
You need a horror aspect and a bit of a thriller.
He needs to be scary.
That's what we discovered last week, because some of the best bits in Batman v Superman is Batman being a dick.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, so, yeah.
He can't be like a Captain America, can he? Cool.
Anyway. I don't remember where we were. Of course. We paused again. I don't remember where we are.
We're talking about...
Venom.
We're talking about how you guys could do a better job than...
Yeah,
I can't remember the writer's name. Zack Snyder. No, he was the director.
Sack James Gunn again. Oh. We'll do it. We'll do it better than you. They're using his script, right? For Guardians 3.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
What?
Yeah, they are.
That's going to have Adam Warlock. They've been building up to that since Thor the Dark World.
Oh, they haven't.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, in the post credits of Thor: The Dark World, when they go to when they give the collector the fucking called the red stone,
the ether, the reality stone.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
When they go there, there's a catalyst in a box, and that is the
Is it?
Yeah, it's the chamber that Adam Warlock is birthed in or birthed from. So they've been building it up a long fucking time. So I hope it's not a shit character.
I swear he's like. Oh, wait, no, that's, what's his name? Eternal Tribunal?
Living Tribunal.
That's the one, yeah.
Oh. Who's that? God. Is that Adam?
No, that's just God.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Get Doctor Doom.
No. I think I are. Do you know that they were going to... Sony or Fox? Who owned Fantastic Four?
Fox.
They were going to do a Doctor Doom spin-off movie.
Do you like the Ultron Fury Friend game?
What
I think
was that?
It's well good.
Well, the one you came up with?
No, the one
someone else.
The one that I've seen.
What one?
And
was
I
it?
Thought.
You say it for
because
this.
Because that new teaser trailer from the Super Bowl, when you see the Marvel logo, it's like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's in black and. Sorry, not black and
the
silver.
People that
silver
died.
And red.
The people that died are
but
in
everyone's
silver
in silver and red. And then Captain America says, what is it, not us or something? And then it repeats in a distorted voice that sounds like Ultron.
I mean.
I'll find it.
That's pretty cool, actually. Yeah, I do. I don't want Ultron to just be that fucking... That film that everyone hates, but I love it. I think it's a good film.
I like
Ultron was a good villain, and for them to just have fucking completely got rid of him for no reason is just stupid.
He's still around, probably.
Well, yeah. The thing is, he downloaded himself to the internet, did he not?
Yeah.
So, there's probably traces of him still. And he was still part of Vision as well.
So, look, start of the trailer, everything is red and... Everything is red and silver.
Yeah.
But
do you the not colours of the Avengers?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
It's the same as the Quantum
sure
Realm suits, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the The Ant-Man suit is black and silver.
The Quantum Realm suit.
Red and silver. And black, actually. But also, the Marvel logo is technically silver and red now.
Did you see the, what's it called? This has nothing to do with anything, but you know the Avengers logos for each film?
Yeah.
There's the sort of silvery blue one for Avengers 1,
mm-hmm.
the Ultron style for Avengers 2.
Mm-hmm.
Infinity War is like a sort of purple.
Yeah, and this one's...
The new one is the Infinity War one, but broken. It's the
identical, except
it's broken.
Yeah.
I think that was pretty cool.
I can't wait for Endgame. When does... So we've got Shazam this month.
Yeah.
We've got Captain Marvel next month?
Yeah.
Is it next month?
Yeah, March.
And then we've got Infinity... And then we got Endgame.
And then we got that stupid Spider-Man film.
Yes! Yeah, that...
It ruined Endgame.
No, not really. It has kind of...
It has ruined Endgame.
All the fucking sequels were announced.
We know
but
that
we didn't know Nick Fury was back.
That has spoiled it, actually.
Or Maria Hill.
Alright, but why...
All of the S.H.I.E.L.D. people.
So, but if Spider-Man and Black Panther's coming back and all that, yeah?
They shouldn't have said come back anything. As well. No, yeah. You don't know that you Nick know. Fury could have died again, in Endgame.
Again, with with the snap, it was just random select. It was guaranteed random sampling, like who died. Avengers. Yeah.
Guaranteed, because they're getting Wolverine.
Yeah, they probably will. Spider-Man. They've got Captain Marvel, Spider-Man. They're probably going to add She-Hulk in at some point. She's part of the new Avengers, right? I'm not making that up.
I have no idea, if I'm honest. I think, isn't War Machine one of them as well? He's kind of already a new Avenger anyway.
Yeah, he's pretty much the Avengers. Yeah. Although did he die? No, he's still in it, right?
He's still alive. Because you see him in the new trailer with his suit.
We're just going to talk about the new trailer.
Why has he not got a...
He has got a new
flickery suit. That,
what do you mean?
Nanobot suit. Why has he not got one?
Oh, shit. He's a cripple.
Oh, well. Give him a nanobot suit.
Why does he have a nanobot leg? He can turn his leg into a cannon.
Have you noticed Tony Stark made himself like 80-odd suits and Rhodey's had the same one, just constantly upgraded?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. Oh, he did have Iron Patriot.
That is the War Machine suit in Age of Ultron with a different colour of paint.
Yeah, quite
true. Is it?
It's the exact same thing.
It's cool. I really like the Iron Patriot suit.
My favourite suit is the Iron Man 2 War Machine suit.
That's the best one.
It's got the massive minigun.
Why do you like Iron Patriot?
I think it looks pretty sick.
It's disgusting.
Nah.
And original War Machine with the minigun.
Yeah. The Iron Man 2 one.
Yeah.
I like the way they're heading back to that. It's kind of looking more like a bulky one.
I saw a picture that was like, which War Machine suit did you like most? It's really difficult because they only have like a little bit of difference, but it is kind of cool at the same time.
The Iron Man 2 one's a lot more defined. It's like a sort of, like a sort of classic sort of exo suit. It's got like big bulkiness to it. Like the Spartan suits in Halo and the Doom guy.
Mm.
It's got like massive bulky parts to it. And then they slimmed it down for Iron Patriot. It didn't really look all that great.
Yeah.
It looked too much like Iron Man. Because Iron Man's like the slimmed down suits. Maybe apart from Hulkbuster and all that.
Mm.
War Machine's the big sort of brute suit. With all the guns. Yeah. So it looks cool.
He's basically Cooler Falcon.
He is Cooler Falcon. Yeah,
he's the better Falcon. We don't need Falcon.
War Machine rocks.
Falcon's the one that died. Don't bring Falcon back. We have War Machine. It's fine. We don't need...
War Machine's still alive as well.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Can I bring up something that made me laugh?
Yeah, go on.
You know the end bit of Infinity War when they're all looking down at the ground all sad?
Yeah.
Have you noticed Bruce Banner looks really fake in that suit?
He does. The whole thing is so badly CGI. It's the same with the airport scene in Civil War and Iron Man and Rhodey's heads are in the suit.
Oh, that bit kind of looked off.
Fucking awful, the CGI they have. But yeah, Bruce Banner is so laughable.
Suit looks the worst, if I'm honest.
In Civil War?
No, the Homecoming suit. I think that's one of the worst superhero suits digitalized. Spider-Man Homecoming suit.
I think it doesn't
look real.
It looks a little bit better.
Lantern.
No, obviously that's the worst. Yeah.
No, to be honest,
but for
I
MCU,
think
it doesn't look real at all.
I think it looks a little better than it does in Civil War.
Yeah, but that's
because
my point.
Civil War, it just looks right. Ridiculously fake. In Homecoming, it looks a little bit more real because the suit is actually real.
But it doesn't look.
But
real.
So I don't understand why they CGI it because it's a real. He's wearing the suit.
Yeah.
So why? I don't get it. I can understand when he's doing flips and like swinging.
Should we rename ourselves to Marvel theories and stuff?
Marvel bitches.
Yeah.
We just bitch and moan about Marvel's faults and getting excited for their films. But, so the Hulk. I think he's the only... Him and the Thor are the only original Avengers I don't think are going to die.
I don't think Iron Man will die.
I hope he doesn't, but everyone's saying he probably will.
I just have this feeling that... He's too good to kill.
What, because he's a character? Downey he's Jr. too liked, isn't he?
He's... If they kill him,
it's Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. It will be bad because everyone's going to cry, including me, because I'm going to be like devastated by
it. I cried at Spider-Man's one.
No, but
fine.
We know he ain't dead.
Yeah.
But
fuck off.
If they kill Iron Man, it's going to be like there's going to be like an uproar of people.
It was really shocking, like because I remember
he's the heart and soul of Avengers.
Yeah, but like when he gets stabbed in Infinity War,
oh my
everyone
god, I nearly gasps, have an heart attack.
Everyone gasps and is like sobbing, and I've never heard like a fan reaction to Iron Man so much because I've always thought everyone hated Iron Man.
I love Iron Man. He's my favourite.
No, just because
everyone hates Captain America.
Yeah.
Just because
if you like Iron
people,
Man, you hate Captain America.
People aren't necessarily fond of all three Iron Man films. Everyone's a bit like, oh, he's a bit of a dick in Age of Ultron, and he's a bit more of a dick in Civil War,
that's
which
his character.
I don't.
Come on, he's meant to be like that.
And everyone's like, he's a bit of a dick in Civil War, which I don't think so, but that's people on
His parents got killed. Come on.
Yeah.
He should have killed Bucky.
He should have. Oh, I don't fucking
Bucky should have died in Winter Soldier.
No,
that was the only good film.
That was the only good. I like the bit when Iron Man blows his arm off.
Yeah.
With his arc reactor, just like, that.
Should have blown Captain America's face off.
No, they kind of need him.
Yeah. But no, I think that Hulk and Thor are the only ones that are going to survive because Thor's films have only just started getting good. And Mark Ruffalo's stated officially that him, that Marvel and Universal are trying to make a Hulk trilogy.
That isn't trash.
No, but without being a solo film. So they're going to work him into other people's films.
Oh, yeah, so it's not really a Hulk.
But they've only done one so far.
So it's not really a Hulk.
So all they're saying is...
Unless they're counting Infinity War and Endgame.
So all they're doing is using Hulk as a side character.
Yeah, but so Thor Ragnarok is Thor's film, but it's...
Oh, so it's just a side character.
Basis of Hulk's story arc.
Tell you what, though.
Yeah.
I think Hulk works better as a side character.
He does. I don't think I can sit through a whole film with the Hulk. It's a bit
jarring. If they had other people...
Yeah.
He works better with other people.
He does, yeah.
As a standalone character, it's kind of like you expect the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
It's just like Hulk transform, Hulk smash stuff.
Yeah.
Flame on.
They're a good Fantastic Four film.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, Marvel getting them. So.
I've never seen.
Yeah. Do you guys think that? Because the concept art for Avengers reveals that Mark Ruffalo
is going to be a thing.
Mark Ruffalo and Hulk's face are kind of blended together to give it a more natural look.
He was already blended together.
No, but like more so. He looks more like Mark Ruffalo than he does the Hulk. So what you actually think he's just going to turn into the Professor?
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what would be good?
What?
You know Thanos' sword? That sword in all the concept art?
Yeah.
He's got a sword.
Has he?
Yeah, he's having a sword, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because... I'm going to spoil it because it's a potential leak.
Just saying.
Okay, go on.
So, time travel and all that, they go back to Xandar before Thanos gets the Power Stone,
mm-hmm.
and he's got this sword. Oh. So, he's using it to cut down everyone. They try and stop him getting the Power Stone or something. You know Captain America's shield, you see it broken in Age of Ultron, that little scene with Iron Man's head, what Scarlet Witch does to him before he gets the scepter.
Yeah.
At the very start.
Yes.
He sees all the Avengers dead.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah.
And the shield split in half. How good would it be if Thanos' sword is the thing that splits it in half?
That would be cool. Well, there is. Have you seen you must have seen the comic panel of Thanos breaking the Captain America.
Yeah.
Captain America goes to fight him, and he literally just smacks his shield away, and it shatters.
It shatters.
They have to allude to that.
Yeah.
And they have to give Captain America a bit more of a show off because all he does is
he
holds his hand, and then he gets fucking smacked.
Well, I'm not surprised.
But the thing is,
everyone was like, he's got the Infinity Stone in his eyeball.
Oh, everyone said that, yeah.
Everyone said it about Heimdall as well. Yeah. Orange eyes.
Idiot.
That would have been a kind of a cool twist, though.
Heimdall.
Yeah. Heimdall.
Could you imagine that? They just kill Heimdall at the start. Oh, look, it's the Soul Stone.
He steps on his head. Oh my god, his brain's not a brain.
He had it the whole time. And Thor's just like, oh, what the hell? Come on.
So, I've been friends with the stone. No! What I don't understand, when Heimdall dies, and he's talking to Rocket about the people that dies, he's like, what? Oh, my best friend Rocket? Died.
What? You just said he's talking to Rocket, what?
Yeah, he's talking to Rocket.
As in the raccoon?
Heimdall?
No, Thor!
I thought he said Heimdall.
So when Heimdall dies,
yeah.
and Thor's talking to Rocket
about
all the people that's died, he's like, my best friend died. He's talking about Heimdall?
Yeah.
When the fuck have they ever shown that they're best friends?
4-2.
When?
4-1.
Basically,
they talk every now and then.
Heimdall disobeys Odin so that Thor can get away. There you go.
Oh, fuck off! That's the best. Fuck off! In the first film, Heimdall is very neutral and is very much like, oh, I shouldn't really let you go, but I'm going to do it anyway. The second film, I don't even fucking remember.
Who else would be his best friend then?
One of Lady Sif or one of the warriors.
Warriors 3 are all dead.
Lady Sif died.
Nah, she ain't dead.
She never dies.
All the other ones are dead. The bearded guy, the Chinese guy, they're all dead.
Do you know who Thor's best friend is?
Because Lady Sif
Korg.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Korg. No, he's Meek's best friend. Come on. No.
Lady Sif keeps turning up in S.H.I.E.L.D., doesn't she? Well, she has done.
God knows.
She's definitely turned up once. I know that.
I don't like her.
One of those. She's all right.
No. I think Hela's the best friend.
Yeah, Loki.
Hela's probably dead.
Hela was sick. She could have killed
Thanos. I thought she was pretty cool.
She could have killed Hela. Thanos.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Hela could have killed Thanos.
Yeah.
She can't even beat a fiery man.
But that fiery man could have killed Thanos.
Well, we don't actually know that she's dead.
No, she's dead.
Mate. No, you don't know.
Asgard went bang.
There was a 200-foot sword that fell on her.
You never know.
And Asgard, and then Asgard went blew bang. Up. he went, we could just rebuild it. Boom.
Oh, yeah. As long as it has the foundations,
yeah,
you can rebuild it. Oh, never mind. Foundations are gone.
I need to watch that film again.
Maybe we'll do a commentary.
Thor might use the Infinity Gauntlet to bring it back.
No.
There's time travel in it, so Heimdall's probably not even
because
dead.
The whole point of the Thor Ragnarok ending was that it doesn't really matter where Asgard is. It's where...
In Norse mythology...
It's basically where the heart... always comes where the heart is.
He knows this, because he knows Norse mythology somehow.
He read the book, didn't he?
Read
the half the book. That's so much Liam thing.
The Holy Land always come back, even though it gets blown up.
I don't remember. I think I got that far.
One
of the things that he knows Norse mythology.
Yeah, that's weird. Isn't
it's one of those things.
Have you seen that Rocket's in his comic outfit?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's kind of cool.
The red and blue.
It's like a red and blue jacket. It's
maybe
cool.
Maybe when they bring all the Guardians back, they'll all have them. Like Drax will have blue and red trousers.
Does he have?
He's just had trousers.
Drax doesn't look like Drax in the comics.
No, he's green in the comics.
Yeah, he's green. He still has the...
tattoo yeah. things.
Gamora looks
the same.
Could you
imagine if Drax comes back from like the snap and instantly just punches Thanos' heart out? Just instantly.
That'd be fucking
he's
shit.
Just back, runs at him, just like...
Mate, Drax is the most hilarious
He's my favourite Guardian.
He's so
he
funny.
He's my favourite Guardian.
In the first film, he's like, Ronan! And he gets kicked the shit out of him, and he's like, oh, and then when Ronan dies, he's like, oh, it's not Ronan, I'm after.
It's Thanos.
It's Thanos. And then he goes after Thanos, and Thanos kicks the fucking shit.
The bit that kills me, and I have no idea why, you know the battery bit in Guardians 2? They need the batteries.
Oh, yeah.
And he is convinced they're called Harbulary batteries. He's just convinced. It's like, they're not called that, they're called something else. And it's like, no, they're called Harbulary batteries.
I thought they were just batteries.
I like the bit in Infinity War where he's like, my movement is so slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best line is, why is Gamora? Come on.
Why is Gamora? We've said this before. Yeah. Well, that's the best. Drax needs us. If he gets kicked out because of the amount of uproar he had when James Gunn got fired, there will be so much rioting.
Tell you what will be the best film ever. Drax and Korg. Duo film.
Drax, Korg, Meek.
Yeah. This is going on an adventure.
Those three, and then Rocket, Groot, and Thor.
Yeah, all of them put together.
And then you do a team-up movie, and you call it, I don't know, what can we call it?
The stupid people.
The stupid Avengers.
The god, the tree, the raccoon, the rock, the fish, and Drax.
The fish?
Yeah, Meek's like a fish.
Is he?
He's like a crab thing.
Oh, yeah, I suppose he's like a crab, yeah, I suppose.
A picture of me, cop.
I would have said he's more like an insect, but... No, I see where you're coming from. He's more like... Yeah, he's like a...
He's a crab, thing. How'd you spell it?
Meek. M-E-E-K, right?
I thought it was M-E-I-K.
Oh, maybe it's that. I don't know.
I've no idea. Liam, how'd you spell Meek?
M-E-M-I-E-K.
Oh, I got it wrong.
So we were both... You got it more, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, look what he looks like in the comics. Oh,
yeah, in the comics.
Is he in the comics?
Yeah, he's in.
I don't read the comics.
Korg and Meek are
both the
in
Korg's
Planet Hulk. Yeah, Planet Hulk, where he's
a. That
comic
like
is such a good
comic. That's mad.
Oh my god.
No, that's Korg.
No, that's Meek.
Korg's yellow in the comics.
Oh. Oh, yeah. He's still a rock monster. So, yeah.
I love the little Korg people reference in Guardians 2. They're just flying through space and you see the two rock people fighting out. You know the bit when they do the hyperspace jumps and their faces go all mad?
Mm-hmm.
You see two little Korgs fighting at one bit.
He's in M4 too. Well,
kind of.
Another version. It's not him. It's
just a rock.
It's one of
man.
His species.
Yeah. He just gets whooped.
Yeah, he gets fucked. He comes out and falls off. Yeah, so
yeah, he just swings his hammer and just like, hey, what's up? Bang,
bitch. See, I still don't... I need to go back and watch Thor 2.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't like it. I'll agree with you, it's not good. The last time I saw it, I thought it was a bit boring. But I don't think it's the worst.
I think it is.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd say it's worse than Iron Man 2?
I liked Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
What's worse than Iron Man 2?
Thor the Dark World.
The worst...
I never finished it.
The worst
actually, Ant-Man
three.
And the Wasp is a fucking
the worst
film.
Three, in my opinion, in my personal preferences. Yeah. This isn't in order. These are just the worst three. 4-2,
mm-hmm.
Incredible Hulk, and either 4-1 or Ant-Man and the Wasp. One of them two.
I thought you were going to say, oh shit, it was in my head and now it's gone. Oh my god. I don't remember. Guardians 2. Guardians 2.
Nah, I think that's better than the others. Yeah. I was watching that today.
Thing is, right, I like Ant-Man and the Wasp, but only because it's at least entertaining.
I don't like Ghost.
No, it's got some humour to it, and it's got some funny bits. It's just, I don't like the plot. The plot is...
boring.
The plot is, oh, they've got the building. Oh, no, they've got the building. Oh, no, they've got the... Fuck off. I don't need...
capture the flag, innit?
It is. It's such a shit...
capture the flag.
It's such a bad film. Yeah, he's right. He's right.
Capture the building.
It's just a dreadful film. Well, it's not...
it's domination. It's got some... the building wins.
I like that... its post-credit scene is...
the most
probably...
memorable bit of the film.
Yeah, which bit's that? What bit are you talking
about? That is the most memorable bit of the film.
Yeah, but which one? There's two, so you're thinking the same one. The one with the ant and the drumming.
Oh, no. Oh. So, I mean the one when they're all snapped.
Oh, no, I was talking about that one and the Spider-Man Homecoming one, where it's like patience. Oh, the most annoying post-credit scenes, but still the most, like, satisfying.
Wait, the one with Captain America's like, patience.
Patience.
It's a good value.
That's Spider-Man one, isn't it?
Yeah, Homecoming. And he's like, sometimes it's a good thing to have, but sometimes it doesn't pay off.
Have you heard Endgame ain't going to have one?
Really?
Makes sense.
Oh, I've told you this. Endgame is apparently 3 hours long, at least.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
And
I'm gonna jump.
But because it's such a long film, it could possibly have an interval in the cinema.
How's it gonna work?
Really?
It will just have like a really tragic scene. So say like in Infinity War. What's a tragic scene in Infinity
Gamora
War?
Gamora dying. That was like halfway through.
See, that's what I thought.
That wasn't tragic.
To be honest,
it was done well though.
Not gonna lie. When that happened in the cinema, and it's him sitting in the ocean, and it goes black, I thought there was either going to be an intermission, or it was going to end, and I was like, oh, where's this going to go? Because it felt like there'd been a lot happening already, so I was like, oh, this could be a good end point, but in this one, it could be a really tragic scene. It could cut 15 minutes, go on, everyone go to toilet, come back.
Here's a thing. They could do the time travel thing and say, here we go, and then there you go.
Exactly, yeah,
Here we go. Fuck off, mate.
15 minute.
We need to pre-book tickets.
I don't want an interval.
We need to pre-book tickets.
I don't want an interval.
I do and I don't, simply because I think an interval would allow people to talk about what's happened rather than at the end of at the end of Infinity War, everyone was just screaming like, "Oh, this happened." And then this happened. And then you'd forget something. And then a couple of days later, you'd be like, this happened and I forgot to talk about it. So I think an interval would be good. Especially in a film that's been building up for like 12 years.
If it's 3 hours long, that's going to be so good.
Yeah. So
what
I
day
am excited.
It? What day is it?
26th.
April.
Of April, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's... oh, no. I thought that was next month, March.
Nah, it's 2 months away.
Oh.
But this is a short month. So this, and we've also got half term next week. So it should fly by. Should fly by. You don't?
I just got work instead of college.
Oh, okay.
Pissed.
Yeah, but I'm so excited for Endgame. We'll see Shazam, and it's going to be dog. Yeah, it's going to be so bad. It's in this week?
I don't know.
16th,
I
think, maybe?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I thought it was next month.
It's definitely this month, because Captain Marvel's next month, and I don't think DC particularly want to release a film that doesn't look very good against a Marvel film that, again, doesn't look really good, but is going to do so much better.
I've heard it's pretty poor.
What, Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
Really?
First sort of screenings have been mixed.
Captain Marvel looks trash anyway.
And it's purely because
I've been saying this is the first
she's too powerful, apparently.
I don't like it that she's this powerful.
Mm. She's like Superman.
It is a little bit too much, considering, you know...
I just don't like her.
We've had 10 years of build-up, and then we're just going to have one character...
No, it's been 11 years now.
It's been 11 years build-up, and then we're just going to have one character who has one film, just before the film, just before the end film, and she saves everyone. And it's like, if you want to be just a little bit more powerful than, say, Thor, like, you've got a little bit more strength than him,
A god.
No, he's a demigod.
Thor's a god, he's not a demigod.
He is.
Thor's a god.
His mum and dad are gods.
His mum and dad are gods, mate. You want to come at me with this Norse mythology and I'll beat the shit out of you.
What's his mum god of?
Beauty.
Really?
His mum's not Aphrodite. Wait, no, that's Greek.
That's Greek, mate. Beauty or love.
Okay. Odin's just like ultimate power.
Yeah, Odin's just god of gods. He's basically...
he was kind of a letdown. He didn't really do anything.
I liked him.
He's basically Zeus, isn't he?
No, but they could have done something.
Being
powerful.
He could have done a lot more.
Oh yeah, Odin was a bit of a waste. Oh, they could bring Hercules in for Thor.
That's Greek.
Yeah, he's a comic character.
Is he?
Yeah. But he's still
in the MCU.
Yeah. Really? Hercules is like one of his look him up. He's like, I'm pretty sure he's like one of his arch nemesis. Nemesis.
Nemesis.
Didn't know that. Wow.
He fights him a lot. Yeah. They need to bring in Beta Ray Bill. Apparently he's
but
been.
They've already
I swear he's been seen in what's it called? Captain Marvel. I swear someone said that he's in that.
It could just be a Skrull hiding.
Yeah, I know. That's what really excites me about...
That's a stretch, but
this
still.
Is what really excites me about Captain Marvel. This is the fact that it's Skrull.
Dread it.
What, Skrulls?
This is making me dread the film.
What, Skrulls? Really?
If they pull a wrong move and say someone like Hawkeye has been a Skrull all along,
yeah,
that's gonna ruin it. Because... So, we've learned about Hawkeye, we know who he is and all that. Yeah. Oh, turns out, no, Hawkeye's never been in it. Or, oh no, Captain America's never been... No, he can't
I like
be,
the
actually,
idea.
He got taken out of the ice. Hulk's never been in it. No, it's been a Skrull all along.
See, I like the idea...
I don't like that.
...of having Skrulls. I think that they if should... They should
people,
hold out. They should hold out. They should hold out on Skrulls. They should have it as the main villain for Captain Marvel, and then throughout the next... however many films until the next big Avengers event, they should have them, like, every now and then a Skrull appears, and then the Avengers film should be Secret Invasion.
What I don't get, though, yeah, is Skrulls are Fantastic Four enemies.
Yeah, but that's
somehow
the
they're in the MCU.
They that's didn't the thing, have, they had rights to Skrulls, but, oh no, or did they buy them specifically from Fox?
There's this Avengers cartoon, right? Yeah. And it's like for a whole series or something, I haven't watched it or anything, but I know it. The whole series... there's been a Skrull invasion the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And loads of people are compromised. And Doctor Doom has been secretly... he's known this all along.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been, like, working out who's a Skrull and who's not. And he tells Iron Man about it. So if they bring Doctor Doom in...
that could be cool.
They could do, like, a temporary team-up of Doctor Doom and, like, Avengers or something. See, with the when they're done, Doctor Doom's like, oh, yeah, I can be in control now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. With the Fox deal, it opens up so many new windows because you've got... the Fantastic Four coming in, which I don't care about, but they have Doctor Doom, they have the Skrulls, they have a
thing. He could have a fight with Hulk. He could have a fight with Korg.
Yes! Yes!
The Thing versus
Korg.
No,
that would be like a Transformers film, wouldn't it? Two rock creatures. And then you've got the X-Men, which again I don't care about, but I think the Marvel will do them...
better.
They'll do them decent.
A lot better.
They'll do them so much better.
As long
better.
As they keep Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
They won't.
They've got to keep the cast the same.
Nah.
The only one I think that the only X-Men I think that's going to stay the same
and
is,
the Colossus has to be
is Ryan. It's going to be Ryan Reynolds.
The Deadpool Colossus is well good.
Yeah, the Colossus in the X-Men.
The only people that are going to be kept, I think, are the Ryan Reynolds team, and that's it. Just because the X-Men cast aren't liked anyway, they're really shit. Apart from James McAvoy and
Michael Fassbender.
Thank you. That's it. Everyone else is pretty dog shit, from what I've heard. Is Dark Phoenix still coming out, or did they scrap it?
No, it's still coming out.
Are we going to go say that?
We have to, don't we? It's the conclusion of that new X-Men sort of style.
New Mutants is the conclusion, isn't it?
That's so
or is that? Oh no, that's technically a new series, isn't it? It's
trash.
New Mutants is just a bunch of like.
It's trash.
It's basically just young.
Let's
mutants.
Let's just say Logan was the conclusion. It's in the future. Everyone's dead.
It's in an alternate universe. Though.
Doesn't matter. Logan's good. Leave it at that.
See, that's why I think that Hugh Jackman is definitely still up to the role because that's in another universe.
Yeah.
Do you not know that?
No, I just thought
it's completely different.
How good would it be if he's been in the Marvel Universe all along, but like he's been with himself? And when they do the snap thing, he just appears with the Avengers.
So say like the post credits.
Yeah.
Is one of the Avengers is maybe Iron Man is looking for a new recruit and he knows a specific location. It's just this cabin in the woods.
Nick Fury.
And they knock
on
the door and all it is Hugh Jackman smoking a cigar, and he's like, "What's up, bub?" Sick.
Nah.
Good ending.
In order to improve on that as well. Okay. Right, in order to improve on that as well, when, as you said, they're in the forest, little cabin.
Mm-hmm.
But on one of the trees, like in the Silver Samurai film, there's the free claw mark.
Yeah.
And then he just walks over there.
That'd be
knocks
so
on the door,
good.
And it's Wolverine.
Yep. He doesn't even have to
hire us.
Please. We'd do so good at this job.
Hire the fanboys, because they know what they want.
Sometimes they do. Do you know the symbiote suit for Spider-Man?
Yes.
So Marvel held a competition, like, oh, give us a storyline to run.
Yeah.
For, like, it's a competition. It was like, oh, give us a storyline to run for Spider-Man or whatever. No, it was just back in, like, the 80s when the symbiote suit wasn't even a thing.
Oh, it was Spider-Man Forever.
So someone came up with this idea, and I don't remember if they did it and didn't give him the award, or if they actually hired him to write it.
It might have been so good they just brushed it aside, like, yeah, this is our idea.
Probably.
No, I'm pretty sure, I'm fairly certain they hired him. But yeah, so it isn't like an uncommon thing for them to hire fanboys. And you've got to admit as well, new writers that go into comic books are essentially fanboys. Yeah, they start from the bottom. It's not like they're just born into comics and then they get a job. So if we get enough clout, as the kids say, We could technically go.
He listens to all the songs with that word in it.
I hate when you say it.
Yeah. Clout is a stupid word, but yeah, if we did get that, we could technically be.
I can't spell.
Don't matter. You got ideas.
Doesn't matter. You got ideas, so we can spell.
If you tell your idea,
we can spell.
Yeah, Fez.
You can draw.
I can draw.
I don't know some words though.
Me.
Ideas, writing, drawing. We got a comic book.
Bang! We can technically write our own comic book.
Let's do it.
Another side project. We've got like 5 million.
Hold on. How many have I got? I've got music. This. I've got three.
Oh, my dog's scratching at the door.
I've got three.
Yeah. So we've done pretty well. It's 40 minutes, and yeah. I don't think it's dragged. I think this has actually been quite chill.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've still got some more talk to work.
I haven't said a C word at all yet.
You've got two. Wait, two or one?
Two.
Okay.
We'll give him. That looks like a Christmas tree.
It does look like a Christmas tree.
Oh yeah, if you tilt your head in it.
Yeah.
Mad.
Tilt your head.
You tilt your head the wrong way, by the way, Liam.
No, I did that.
Okay, good.
Still Lego.
You eat Lego. I want more than anything. I want the defenders to be kept. You're right.
Twitched.
Oh, okay. Mm. I want them to be kept because Disney have got their own streaming service. Soon.
Got a streaming service.
Yeah, soon it's coming out. Disney
it
Plus.
Lost money.
It's lost money.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's lost money?
I'm pretty sure it's lost money.
It hasn't come out.
I'm pretty sure it's going to lose. It's expected to lose money.
It's got all the Disney films on it. It's going to have all the kids shows on it. It's going to have all these Marvel projects on it, like Scarlet Witch, Vision. I'm pretty sure. Hawkeye's getting one.
No, it's Loki.
Hawkeye's getting one. Loki's getting one.
Whose idea was it to give Scarlet Witch a TV series?
Do you know what? I didn't like the idea of it, but then I saw someone's hypothesis slash leaked info about the series, and it was like a psychological thriller. Like Vision's more of a robot now, and she's brainwashed him to.
So is this?
She's brainwashed him to fall in love with her.
Hold on. She's basically raping a robot.
yeah, pretty much.
That's weird.
But it sounds really good.
Between Civil War and Infinity War, or is this afterwards, or is
it's afterwards.
It's definitely afterwards.
He's been resurrected, and he's more like a robot than he is a human. Because
Marvel, spoiling stone. Your biggest film.
No, this is a hypothesis. Right.
Yeah.
So I don't. It could actually be in between Civil War and
when they visit Scotland.
When they disappear.
Scotland.
Oh, yeah. Scotland.
Where you can deep fry your Mars bars in that kebab shop that shows the news on the TV.
How did Vision somehow learn to evolve into Paul Bettany?
I don't know. Paul Bettany's God.
Yeah. I like him. But yeah, But I hope that the streaming service has Daredevil. Maybe not Punisher. Punisher's a little bit OTT for Disney. Because say a kid accidentally clicked on the Punisher.
They wouldn't. Because Disney would look like, are you a child?
Oh, yeah, probably.
No,
don't watch this.
Yeah,
but that's like on BBC iPlayer when it asks you, do you have a TV license? Who the fuck's going to say no?
Well, I don't know. What's a TV license? You know you have to pay to own a TV, right?
It's just for BBC. Yeah. Because it's
a free channel. You need a TV license.
Yeah, you have to pay the government you can watch TV.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, but it's so that the BBC can make money because they.
Yeah, they don't have adverts.
They don't have adverts, do they? It's a free channel.
I didn't know they had adverts.
You have ITV.
I want to watch EastEnders though.
Who the fuck watches TV now anyway? Everyone just uses Netflix.
What do you watch? What do you watch Netflix on?
My Xbox.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but what do you watch your Xbox on?
Oh, no, he does it. A monitor. He's got a monitor.
Oh, okay. It's pretty much a TV. You could probably connect.
I can't get channels on it.
You could probably connect a cable to it. Like a box.
Yeah, I can't. Wait. I think I
can't. The hell is beeping?
Fuck knows. It's my street. It's weirdos. But no, I really, really hope that they keep the Netflix shows. Have you been watching Titans anymore?
No.
It's really good. I actually really enjoy it.
Is it good, yeah?
Yeah. And Doom Patrol. I don't know if you saw this. Doom Patrol's getting a series.
It looks weird.
It looks pretty good. I think the Doom Patrol was one of the strongest episodes I've seen so far. Brendan Fraser plays Robot Man.
Mm.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Do you know who Brendan Fraser is?
Heard of him.
He's in. Have you seen California Man?
No.
California Man. Have you seen George of the Jungle? Have you seen the original Mummy films?
Fraser, the George of the Jungle.
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah. The film with Adam Sandler as well. He's the guitar player.
Airheads.
That's it, yeah. I fucking love that.
You must know him. You know the Mummy films? Not the really old ones. The ones that are
I thought he died.
I haven't watched them.
You've never seen them?
No.
Oh, what's he...
I've heard they were bad.
No, they're alright. I can't remember any of the films that he's in that you would have known him from. But you'd probably know his
face.
Well,
that's the point. I don't know him. Anyway, keep going.
You would probably know his face, but he plays Robot Man. I don't remember who plays Mr. Negative. I don't know any of the actors, but Cyborg's in it, which I find really weird.
Cyborg?
Cyborg's going to be in Doom Patrol, which I find weird that he's not in Titans.
I find it weird how they're doing all this stuff along with their films and they're not even
connected.
No,
they're
connected.
Alternate unit, yeah.
Yeah.
Titans.
The thing is, though, I've
teens and it's not even
there's like two of them that are teenagers.
Even, it's not even Jason Todd. It's fucking Dick Grayson, and he wasn't even in Titans.
Marvel's Jason Todd.
Which one was in?
Tim Drake.
Oh fuck! Wait, Jason Todd's Red Hood, isn't it?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Jason Todd's Red Hood, isn't it?
Yeah. So I've heard that the DC programs are doing way better than the films, though. I liked Gotham. I thought Gotham was strong. Flash's mom was okay. It dragged a little bit, but it was alright.
Oh, I've stopped watching that.
Arrow is the most fucking boring. So boring. I can't get through a season.
It's funny
so
how you
trash.
Say that their seasons are doing so much better and now you're just going in on them.
No, but
fucking trash.
No, Flash was fine. And everyone's saying that Flash is pretty good. Supergirl was apparently really good.
No.
I haven't seen Krypton.
That's crap.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard it's crap.
Okay. I've heard Supergirl's pretty
crappy
good.
Krypton.
I want to watch they keep doing the crossovers. Edgeverse? Is that what it's called?
Edge of Tomorrow? I don't know.
Edge of Tomorrow is a film.
Is it?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
They did a team-up show for DC.
Oh, Save the World one.
Yeah, I can't remember what those are apparently really good. Gotham I still think is really good, and it keeps getting better, I've heard. And Titans is pretty good, so I can't imagine this is going to be bad. Or that bad, anyway. It could be bad. You never know.
I thought this was supposed to be 40 minutes. This was so
confused. Oh, really? At 50? We've done well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But he's cutting, like...
Oh, yeah.
I'll cut some.
40 minutes is about 40.
Not too much, because we actually haven't spoken that much shit today, so...
No, yeah. I haven't been as offensive today, so no.
Yeah.
I've been playing with a fucking lock.
Also, you've been really quiet the whole time, and every time you speak, it just goes like...
Fuck off. I'm depressed.
Oh, fuck it up. Look how, yeah, he's really quiet. Because
He's sitting too far away from the mic.
You're sitting behind it. This isn't where the mic is.
Is it not?
No, the mic's at the front.
Okay.
His audio's going to be
buggy.
It's fine. I'll amplify it a little bit. You do.
Do I?
Yeah, of course.
I feel like I don't.
Nah, you do. Of course you do.
I thought you were going to say, no, you don't.
No, you don't. Fuck you.
You just hear because I got bored.
That tune is still in my coat, by the way.
Alright, cool.
Yeah.
I
found my tuna.
Oh, tuna sandwich.
Oh,
hell yeah. Do you like tuna?
Yeah.
I've met so many people that don't like tuna. What are we talking about?
I have no idea. I didn't even mean tuna.
Has anyone played Apex Legends yet?
No.
Nah, but
I feel like we haven't spoken about video games in this podcast.
There isn't really that much.
Some video game knows about it.
There isn't really that much going on.
Yeah, unless we have the money to waste. Oh, apparently Kingdom Hearts 3 is pretty sick. Apparently it's a bit of a letdown, but it's pretty sick as well.
I heard it's one of the best games, like...
Apparently a lot of people were like, yeah, it was worth the wait, but some people are a bit like, but there are parts of it that I wish weren't in it. Yeah, apparently it's pretty good. I probably will never get around to play it. I don't have the time. I don't have the time, and I haven't played the other two.
No, bye.
I want to write it wrong as well, because when we first spoke about Kingdom Hearts 3, I said it was Capcom. It's not. It's Square Enix. Just in case I get fucking raided by the...
I thought you were going to say something else being with Ray.
Huh?
I thought you were going to say something else being with Ray.
Oh.
Raped.
In case I'm going to get raped by the video game weebs. But yeah, apparently Apex Legends is pretty good. A lot of people... I haven't read any... I haven't seen much gameplay, and I haven't heard many
people
talking about it.
The Halo Assault Rifle's in it.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of people like it, though. And it seems to be...
I've seen
more videos on Apex than I have Fortnite lately, which is kind of refreshing.
Please, please, get rid of Fortnite.
Do you know what I like about Apex is I used to be really good at Titanfall.
Yeah.
So I'm going to...
I really wanted to get Titanfall.
I'm not going to say I'm going to smash at that game. I'm going to fucking die.
Like. I really wanted to get Titanfall 2, because apparently it was really good. Did you play it?
Yeah, I played both.
I could have bought it for £3 the other day.
Titanfall 2? Why didn't you?
Deluxe edition.
Oh, you should have.
Nah, I heard it's awful.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, everyone said it was a really good game, really solid.
Why is it £3 quid then?
Because it's been out for like 2 years.
So? So?
Battlefront was... Sorry? Actually, Battlefront's shit. I'm not even going to go there. I wanted to get... I want to get Anthem.
GTA is still like £30.
Isn't that game's such a shit. No.
I've not played that.
No.
What?
GTA 5 is Anthem, terrible.
I played the beta.
It's good.
No, it's not.
No?
Nope.
Oh.
I did not like it.
My dad said it was really good. It
I want to get it.
Do you know
it looks
why?
So good.
Do you know why I didn't like it?
What? Destiny?
I had Destiny vibes off it. Yeah, I didn't like it.
Have you played Destiny 2?
Yeah, I played the beta for that. I really
didn't
like it.
No, you need to play it. I think you need to sit down and play Destiny 2 properly. Or at least...
I can't. I'm a Halo fan. Come on.
It's not wrong.
It's Halo.
Any news on Halo 6?
It's Bungie.
Are you telling me that? Are you telling me that Destiny isn't better than Halo 5?
Yeah. Halo 5's better.
No, it's not!
Storyline, they're both crap. Multiplayer, multiplayer is way better. There's so many game modes.
I guarantee you, if you either got a PlayStation with Destiny, or I got Destiny on the Xbox and I played it with you, you'd actually really enjoy it.
I played quite a lot of Destiny.
I made him enjoy the beta. I'm funny.
I like it.
I didn't.
I'm funny.
It's just something about it.
I like Destiny.
I don't know what it is. I like the concept. I like the art style.
Yeah, the art
I like how it looks.
It's such an absolutely stunning game. Yeah.
I can't say anything for the story because apparently I've heard it is the episode 8 of gaming.
I don't remember the story. Honestly, I play it, I kill the things, I get out and I go, that was fun.
It's made by Bungie, which is a bit of an insult because they made so... The Halo game, I'm fanboying, shut up.
Yep, it's fine.
They're so good.
Yeah.
The Bungie games are so good.
Did they make Halo 4 or did they not?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
That's why I don't like Halo 4.
I think I still don't mind
Halo 4.
I don't mind it.
It's got its ups and downs, but I didn't like the campaign. It was boring. Multiplayer wasn't all that.
I like the weapons in Halo 4.
Halo 4 multiplayer was just Call of Duty in space.
Yeah.
Halo 4's weapons are pretty good. The Prometheus?
The Promethean weapons
are
bad. They're better in Halo 5.
The suppressor is beautiful.
Is beautiful in 5, even though 5 is bad because of campaign. Multiplayer, I like.
Yeah,
multiplayer 5 is good. Yeah,
the campaign is episode 8. It has ruined.
Okay,
Halo kind of.
Fair enough.
Because Cortana's the bad guy. What the hell are you doing?
Oh, that's Halo 5, isn't it?
What are you doing?
Is that Halo 5?
Why is Chief in 3 missions and Locke's in 12? What are you doing?
Is there only 15 missions?
There's 15 missions.
Is that it?
Locke is in 12 of them.
That's it.
The missions are pretty long.
The missions are shit.
Okay. Yes.
I remember playing.
I know this off by heart. So if you want to ask me Halo missions, then ask me.
I did like 4 or 5 missions.
Yes, I have got news about the new one.
Luke, enlighten us.
Yes, please.
Expected release date is November 2019.
Really?
Totally disagree.
I thought it was next year.
Well, if it was 2019 this year, I thought they would have had at least a teaser trailer.
They have had a teaser trailer.
Yeah, but last year in summer.
Yeah.
They would have had
more. Do you know why I disagree?
Yeah.
Do you know why I disagree? No gameplay.
Yeah, exactly.
No story trailer.
There's been no news.
No art, nothing.
There's been no news either.
I reckon.
Yeah, Master Chief is back, yeah.
And I'm expecting it to be...
Start next year?
October, November 2020.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have said at least by the middle of next year.
Halo always comes out autumn.
Oh, I suppose.
It's always come out autumn. So it's September to November time. And purely because there's nothing on it, tells me that they haven't got much done.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Gameplay wise, they've got the story done, probably.
It's very similar to the Avengers game that Square Enix was supposed to release.
Yeah.
They had one trailer, which was just concept.
Yeah.
Nothing. We've heard nothing. No trailers, no artwork, no news.
Tell you what, though, they are adding stuff to Halo Wars 2, which I'm happy about. I've been playing that again.
Oh, yeah.
They might be doing some more campaign.
Yeah. That's £3 in game at the minute.
Is it really?
What is?
Halo Wars 2.
Really?
Pretty sure. It's really
fixed.
Cheap.
It's fixed. Thank God.
I thought you meant as in it's fixed.
Yeah,
like,
Halo Wars 2.
I thought you meant it was fixed
quid.
As in it's like...
It came out 2 years ago, didn't it?
2017, yeah. This month.
And it's £3.
Yeah. I think it was pretty cheap.
That's Titanfall 2. That was £3.
It was really cheap.
That came out ages ago.
That came out in 2017, didn't it?
I don't know. I think it did, yeah.
Wait.
Or last year.
How old am I in 2016? I was 15, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it would have been 2016.
Okay.
Came out 2016.
Okay.
Because of Roblox.
Wow. More Roblox.
Willany.
Jesus Christ.
What else do I know? I know a lot about this because I'll look it up.
But yeah.
I know some story details, but no one cares about that.
Yeah, it's the same thing happened with Spider-Man PS4. There was like one trailer. One trailer and some gameplay and then nothing for like a year.
There's been a teaser and nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think, I can't imagine it's being the end of the year. Because otherwise they would have at least shown some, or reached out to the fans and said, it is coming.
I'm saying
they
this
would have said
right
something.
Now, it is going to be the best in the new trilogy. It's going to be better than 4 and 5 by miles. Right now. I'm saying it.
It's not difficult.
I know it ain't. That's the point.
If they fuck it up...
You can't do any worse than
if they fuck it up,
five
they need to,
campaign.
I think if they fuck it up, they need to stop making Halo games.
For a temporary amount of time, yeah.
Same
or
with Star
do
Wars.
A spin-off.
Same with Star Wars. Can we just have Star Wars Episode 9 and then nothing for like 10 years?
10 years? Yeah, alright.
Well, that's how long it's been since Revenge of the Sith, right?
No.
It was like 12
years,
right? Well,
no, it was 10 years, yeah. 2005 and then 2015.
I think 10 years is a refreshing break from Star Wars because those films are okay.
Luke, you scared about 9?
Yes.
Is it this year it comes out?
Comes out this year, yeah. At Christmas, yeah.
We ain't even got a title. Have you heard the rumoured titles?
What? You were telling me about this, yeah.
Son of Darkness. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
That's a bit,
the Chosen
that's a bit emo,
one.
That.
The Chosen One. That's Anakin, so scrap
We've
that.
We've had The Chosen One so many times, like Return of the Jedi, The Last
no,
Jedi,
The Chosen
The
One
Force Awakens.
Is Anakin. It's no one else.
Who, The Chosen One?
The Chosen One is Anakin.
But he's dead.
No one else.
He's dead.
That's the point. He's a Force ghost. And then
he better not come back.
I've heard something along the lines of Resistance. No.
Or just Resistance.
Something like that.
That's a fucking... Fuck, no, that's a TV show, isn't it?
Yeah,
Star Wars Resistance.
Point.
Yeah, fuck off.
Wait, didn't Clone Wars come out again?
It started, oh, it's going to come out
starting,
again. Yeah,
yeah starting.
I'm
soon.
Watching that, I don't care. I loved Clone Wars.
I only saw the film and a couple of episodes.
Darth Maul is...
Oh, God.
Possibly the greatest
thing. Oh,
that's
really
thing.
Fucking heavy. Oh, shit.
What, that?
No, look where it is.
Oh.
I'm going to remove that.
Did you watch the Darth Maul versus Emperor fight?
In Clone Wars?
Yeah.
No.
Oh my god, that is the best.
Does he come back, or is it a yellow one in Rebels?
Oh no, his brother's yellow. Yeah.
In Rebels?
No, he's in...
Where's it Clone Wars?
Darth Maul with the legs is terrifying.
Oh, no, Darth Maul with the robot legs is in Rebels.
His brother's called Savage Opress. They're in Clone Wars.
What race are they?
Oh, I don't remember.
Zabrak, I think it's called.
I love that race. They're
the
so horned, cool. Yeah,
they are
yeah,
looking...
They look,
they
so
look pretty cool.
So
yeah.
Basically, yeah, the Savage Opress comes along.
Mm-hmm.
Learns that he's got a long-lost brother who could be alive, goes looks for him, finds Darth Maul. They get like a crime syndicate together. They take over Mandalore, which is, you know, Boba Fett and Jango Fett's armour?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're that armour's planet. They take over the planet. Darth Sidious realises, hold on a minute.
That's the Emperor.
What's happening? What is going on? Who is this who's come back? Goes and fights them. Spoiler. Kills Savage Opress.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Darth Maul, because apparently they've done it in a comic afterwards.
Okay.
But then he turns up in Rebels.
Yeah, I know he's in Rebels.
And then they kill him! Well, he has two hits and dies.
Well, they kill him in the first film, so he might not actually be dead.
Who said that? Oh, okay.
Anyway.
That's the first person to say that your shoes are bad.
Well, these ones.
Therefore, they're wrong.
Fucking killer.
They're wrong.
These ones?
Yeah.
Oh, they're not that bad.
They're nice.
They're the sexiest Air Forces.
No, they're not.
No, yours are dirty.
Doesn't matter if when...
You're not wearing
this.
Oh,
Jordan.
They're not Air Force.
Sorry.
Jesus, Jake. I'm getting the purple ones next month.
What, the...
Black and purple ones.
I thought you meant the court purple. The white,
no,
purple,
they're
and black.
Like 200.
Oh, shit.
180.
You know... Did you know
just
that...
Just turn into sneaker.
Did you know about the Mandalorian show that's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to watch that?
Nah.
No? It's got Boba Fett in it.
Don't matter.
Alright.
Doesn't bother me.
It is kind of. I think that is. That show is basically how you redeem his character. Because he's such a fucking.
Wait, it's about Boba
Fett. The most. Yeah.
He's not
the
a
most,
Mandalorian.
He is.
No, he's not. He's a clone.
Boba Fett?
Yeah, he
it's
is.
His son.
He is Jango Fett's son. Jango Fett is not a Mandalorian. He stole the armour.
Is he not?
No.
I didn't know that.
Jango.
Well, it's called The Mandalorian. It's
right,
about
anyway.
Boba Fett. Or is it.
No, it's not Boba Fett because he doesn't look. That ain't Boba Fett, it's someone else.
It's one. It's either Boba Fett or it's one
of
the clones.
Clan. There's probably
because
a clan.
He's definitely got that armor. But I don't remember if it's Boba Fett or not.
It's not.
But
Boba
if it
Fett.
Is Boba Fett, this is the way to redeem him because he's the most.
Boba Fett's dead.
He's the most memorable character.
He actually escaped the Sarlacc pit in the comics, apparently.
Yeah, he does escape.
Oh, what did Finger tell you that?
Who?
Down the road.
No, I've
really.
I saw it on a video.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he's such a cool-looking character. Everyone knows his name. Everyone knows his face.
No, we don't. We know he's a
as
kid.
In like no, as in like his mask. Everyone recognizes that mask, and yet he's such a waste of space in Star Wars.
No,
so if they do a show about him, I think
recognizes their face because when I was a kid, when I first watched Star Wars,
Carl Weathers is going to be in it.
I thought Jango Fett was Boba Fett, and Boba Fett was Jango Fett.
That's not Boba Fett.
Is it not?
No.
Jango or Boba, which one?
Oh, it's just a
Okay. I like Jango's armor better.
Yeah,
it's blue and silver.
That
looks pretty cool. That armor.
On the topic of Star Wars, can we just have something for Star Wars 9? Because we know nothing. We know who's going to be in it.
Coming out, or is it?
Nah, don't
yes,
know.
Because apparently Ryan Johnson has still got his trilogy.
Oh, is he?
Boycotting.
Oh Jesus!
I'm boycotting that.
Yeah, can we at least have like an image? Because we haven't got an image.
We've got leaked images.
Who's directing?
Oh, yeah, but.
J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams back. He's back.
Didn't he do the first one?
He did the first one, yeah.
Force Awakens wasn't too bad.
I still think Force Awakens is pretty good.
It's the best one out of the three.
Yeah, mainly because it is episode 4, just with some new paint. It's still good.
I still prefer the Force Awakens to Rogue One.
I liked Rogue One better.
Fair enough. I think Rogue One is pretty... It's not boring. It's just a nothing film until like the final act, which is probably the coolest battle scene in any Star Wars film ever.
Oh, yeah.
Trailer...
What? No, that's episode 7. Yeah.
Oh,
there's
trailer.
There's
absolutely
nothing on it. Look, there is nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing. So there's no episode. We know who's in it.
Yeah, we know the cast.
But we don't know the characters that are going to be in it.
Yeah, we do. Rey,
apart Kylo, from like the ones that are
Rose,
already in it.
Who has been voted the most hated character?
She
in
quit
all of
Instagram.
Star Wars.
She quit Instagram because she got so much hate.
It's not
which
her,
her fault.
It's the character.
Finn, that's his name. John Boyega, that's it.
It's not her fault that she got a shit script. Richard E. Grant's in it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ugly. Oh, also, I don't like what Ryan Johnson did to Domhnall Gleeson's character.
I don't like what he done to Luke Skywalker.
I don't like what he did in it in that film.
Childish Gambino.
Oh, that's what we could. Yeah, we're gonna do Star Wars Episode 8.
No.
Try it.
No.
Childish Gambino.
When it's near Episode 9.
No.
Very well.
No. Oh, Lando Calrissian.
That's 2.5 hours long, and I can't watch I can't watch it.
What's the last bit?
The bit when they kill off Luke Skywalker.
Oh, it's a bit
shit. Watch it.
We'll watch it in two parts because that film is so bad. It's so
bad.
Because
Star Wars is probably my favourite film.
I remember
franchise.
Going to the cinema with. Well, we went to the cinema and me and you sat next to each other.
We knew it.
I'd seen it and I was like, it's not. I was like, oh, I don't remember it being that bad. And we sat there and we fucking. For 2.5 hours,
slated.
We destroyed every shot. Of that fucking god awful piece of
it's not
garbage.
It's not a Star Wars film. It's not a Star Wars film.
It's so
get
fucking
the time,
dreadful.
Get the time stone. Go back in time. Yeah. Fix episode 8.
How long have we been doing this for?
Over an hour.
It feels like we've been doing it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
fucking
no,
hell.
That film is. I haven't seen it on DVD.
There's a problem when it tarnishes the entire saga of Star Wars and everything that's going to come in future. 8. Because when you hear the word Star Wars, you just think, before Episode 8, you thought, oh my god, it's a Star Wars film. Now you think, oh crap, look what they've done with Episode 8. What if they do it again?
When I think of Star Wars, I think, why was Han Solo so good, but the tease for Darth Maul was cunty? That's one.
Can I say something about the Han Solo film?
Yeah, it was good.
Right. It was good.
It was.
But
it was
I think
good.
His character wasn't done as well as it could have been. Do you know why? In Episode 4... He is purely in it for the money, as he says, because I was watching episode 4 the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And he only comes back at the end because he finds his conscience.
Yeah.
In Han Solo, he has got his conscience.
Yeah.
He should have been all in it for the money.
Yeah.
Like, you know when...
Like a proper bandit.
Yeah. And
to
you
be
know,
fair, though, he lost his
you know that hyperdrive...
to Paul Bettany.
Yeah, but even then...
I like Paul Bettany.
You know the hyperdrive fuel stuff
villain,
they
right?
get?
Yeah.
Oh,
that hyperdrive fuel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He should have just found a way of getting it for himself, because that's what he's like.
Yeah.
So, he's not exactly a hero in that.
To be fair, though, if he was all in it for the money, he wouldn't have found Chewie.
What I don't rate about...
But he's in it for the money as well. Yeah. They're both in it.
No, Chewie's in it just so he's free, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen
Chewie had a wife.
I still haven't seen it, but I know that apparently, like...
I
like It seems like the action they get into is like, oh, he could die.
The thing
that this film ruins from the get-go is nothing bad is going to happen to either him or Chewbacca, because guess what? It's a prequel to the first film.
We already know the tragic death of Han Solo.
Rip.
No.
Oh, that was such a sad death, but
it actually was.
To be fair, though, he didn't like the role, so I understand.
He's
too old now. We've seen Blade Runner. And
he
liked Blade Runner.
He tried to get his Han Solo killed in six. He couldn't. Anything.
Yeah.
He just
so he's doing Indiana Jones 6?
Oh God, no, 5.
No, 5.
They're
going to
kill him.
They are. I'm glad that they didn't make it so that thingy was going to be the new Indiana Jones. I remember that when that happened, it looked like he was going to be in Indiana Jones, and then he went off the fucking rails and turned up to his own movie event in a fucking bag.
Yeah, he's in a Sia video covered in like dog shit, fighting a little girl in a cage.
Did you see him at a premiere and he's wearing a bag over his head?
What?
Have you not seen that? Oh, he went off the fucking rails, that man.
To be fair, though, Fury was good, didn't it? But I didn't like him in it.
No, I thought he was fine in that.
A film he
made a couple of years ago, it came out in cinema, right? It was an action film, right?
Oh,
guess how much it made on opening weekend?
$2,000.
$4.
Oh, yeah, one person saw it.
Saw his film. And it was like a $20 million film budget. And he made fucking $4 on opening weekend.
He probably saw it.
Yeah, it's probably him. I love myself. Just do it.
Fucking hell. He made $4.
Or something like that.
He lost $19,999,996.
I don't remember. It was like one or two people went to see it. It made fucking nothing. Which is weird because Kevin Spacey had a film come out the week after he came out as a paedophile or gay or whatever. It was a film about an excavation in Egypt. They tried to cut him out as much as possible before
X-Men
the film came out.
That's an excavation in Egypt.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think this should be our final thing to talk about. What do you guys think of the Liam Neeson controversy?
I didn't know there was controversy.
Okay, so...
He's not racist.
40 years ago, in Ireland, where it's a racist area, and 40 years ago, you got to think, the IRA was a thing back then? Yeah?
I think they still are, aren't they?
Still are.
But, like, massively, where there was, like, actual fights in the street, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah,
where they were really, they were, like, really fucking... Yeah. When it was really racist time, right? He was out filming something, and he came back, and his friend got raped, and he asked her, like, all these different questions, and he happened to ask, I don't remember if it was his first question or one of his first questions, but he was like, what colour were they?
That's not racist.
And she said, black. And for a week, he went to black areas of Ireland with a... What was it called?
Pitchfork.
I can't remember. No, it was like a knife or something, but there was a specific name for it. And it sounded like Kush, but I don't remember. Yeah.
Oh, Kukri.
No. It was something ush. I don't remember. But he was going to these black areas for... for like a week, and waiting for some black bastard, his quotes, to try and pick a fight with him so he could kill them. And after a week, he was like, oh, no, this is really stupid. He was like, this is stupid, I should stop doing this. You know, this is really bad.
He did it... I see where he's coming from, though. I get what he did it
for.
It's definitely not racist.
Look, no, the thing... And
like,
a lot of people are like, oh, he shouldn't have said it. The reason he said it was because in an interview for his latest film, Revenge, she was like, how do you tap into something like that? And he just happened to say at this time where he was really revengeful.
Yeah.
You've got to think about the context. Not only was he not there when one of his close mate, might have even been his girlfriend at the time, got raped while he wasn't there to help.
Yeah.
Traumatic event.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a traumatic event. It doesn't matter who you are, anyone would want to seek revenge on that, right? Yeah. It was also a racist time in a racist area.
I don't think he...
40 years ago...
He's not racist.
What he did is disgusting, but not really. He's not a racist. Not
really. What it is in any context, if you're getting revenge on someone, it don't matter who they are.
Yeah.
If you feel like you need to do something, you're not going to care who they are.
No, exactly.
You're going to care about the consequences. Yeah. But as he said, it was a crappy thought in his mind. He even admits it's not a good thing to think. He said
it was
a mistake.
Stupid thing, yeah.
If someone went to like the police and was like, I got raped, and they're like, all right, describe it to us. Well, he's Asian. Sorry, we're not going to go after Asians.
Yeah.
That's racist. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
I don't understand the criticism he's getting. I understand that what he actually did is...
Oh, yeah.
It's wrong that he was just seeking a fight with any black person.
He even said...
But he agrees. He agrees. He's like, it was stupid. And he didn't kill anyone. He didn't fucking kill anyone.
He didn't...
If he killed an innocent...
The one thing that everyone's going on about is the fact that
he
fought it.
He thought about actually... Because he could have... Like, say a black person had actually gone up to him.
Yeah.
He could have killed an innocent... He could have killed an innocent person.
Guy,
and I understand what the criticism is. The criticism is that... It could be seen as racist because you're just going after a black person. It could have been an innocent person, but because they're black, you wanted to kill them. But He thought he was stupid in the end. He didn't actually kill anyone. And also, it's not prejudice or racist. He's genuinely... he was just genuinely revengeful. Like, he was like, he didn't actually know who he was. He just knew he was black. That's all he had to go off. So he was... Yeah. I understand it, but I understand the criticism, but I don't... Because it's gotten so bad that he's actually been written out of his next film. The premiere in LA for this film got delayed and pushed back.
Men in Black's going to receive some shit.
He's been edited out of Better Men in Black.
Yeah.
But he's in the trailer.
Men in Black.
Well. Fuck's sake. That's what I thought as well, to be honest. But,
That's such a shit joke.
It is, but... Yeah, it is. I don't understand. Yeah.
The problem I've got with it is that, it was a crappy thing to do, but he's come out clean. He's not lied about anything. He's full on said, yes, I was stupid for saying that. Yes, it's the wrong thing to do. No one should ever try and do that.
Yeah, of course.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
But because of his honesty.
Yeah.
He's been attacked for it. If he lied and said, like, oh, no, I've never done this.
The thing is, it's like...
Nothing would have happened.
It's like James
because
Gunn...
he's been honest about it, he's getting the criticisms of it.
It's like James Gunn and his old tweets. He tweeted it, never acknowledged it, until someone dug it up.
Yeah.
And then he had to apologise. Liam Neeson's apologising for something that nobody knew about and probably could never find out about.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't on social media or anything.
It was just one of those things that...
So
he shouldn't have done, but ended up doing, and he said it's not a good thing to do. He was honest about it,
he came clean, and he came clean to a journalist. Of all people, he came clean to a journalist who's obviously going to get it public. So, he's at fault, but it's 40 years ago, nothing actually happened, he's probably bettered himself now.
He's not racist.
Just back off, just back off.
He's not...
He's allowed to come under fire, but to the extent he has come under fire, is absolutely preposterous. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah. That's a bit of a serious end.
Serious end. Probably a controversial end, because we're defending a racist
man.
In quotation marks. A racist.
We're not defending what he done. We're defending the fact that he's been honest and opened up.
We're defending
and said
that he's
that
not
that
a cunt.
Did it.
And yeah. I said it.
We don't agree.
Wow.
With
yeah.
We don't agree
controversy.
With what he's done.
Ooh.
It's not like, it's like, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You should not do that, but he did.
Yeah.
He said he's wrong. Leave it at that. It's done.
In today's world, you got to think, with stuff like this, you've always got to think about the context.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I hate to bring a YouTube thing up, but with PewDiePie, when he said the N-word, the context was he was using it in a derogatory term in a rageful manner. I get the fire. I get it.
Yeah.
His other controversy was when he paid people on Fiverr to say death to the Jews, right? He did it as a joke to prove that people will do whatever the fuck they want if they get money.
And then he got on Ben Shapiro on a meme review as a joke, because there was a fuck ton of memes about Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
And everyone said he's an alt-right neo-Nazi. Even though Ben Shapiro is not even that far
he's
right.
Absolutely. You've always got to think about the context when you're talking about a controversial subject. And with Liam Neeson, it was in a racist time. He was angry. He was angry. He wanted to seek revenge. And you've got to think about, everything. You can't just say, oh, no, he's a scumbag for this. You've got to think about you've got to relate to it.
It's just the fault that passed his mind.
Yeah.
Even if he fault it, it's not exactly like he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you said, if he just went up and killed a random person, that's on his conscience.
Yeah, exactly. So, So, serious note to end on.
Oh, well.
It's a good end. This has actually been a nice episode.
Remember?
It's kind of chill. We kind of winged it, actually.
The one thing you got to take from these podcasts is that we want Will Ferrell as MODOK.
I forgot about that. Oh, throwback to 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Ben Shapiro.
That's the one thing to take away from this. And the second thing is, Marvel, please hire us. Marvel, please. I want to write a film.
I'll have a starting salary of $8,000 a week, please. Thank you very much.
I will do it for free. Yeah, I will do it for free. Hire me, please.
I want to get paid for it.
No, but I'll do it for free. For the first time, I'll do it for free.
Put like a photo of me in the background of a Marvel film, I'm good.
Yeah, let me be a cameo.
Spider-Man.
Huh?
We'll crop you onto Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Put our Three Nerds, Two Brains logo on a poster in the background somewhere.
Our Three Nerds, Two Brains is literally just you two with brains in the middle of a Spider-Man face.
Oh, yeah. We finally explained that. Me and Luke have brains, and we're at the side.
And I don't.
And he doesn't, because he's obsessed with Spider-Man. And at the time, that was one of the images I could use. So I was like, well, that'll do. I was like...
What do you mean, at the time? You're not allowed it anymore?
Oh, no. It's like, I was on a site to make it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, one of the things you could use was a Spider-Man. So I was like, I have the brains. Yeah. Now I have to prove we're nerds.
Hmm.
That. And yeah. Liam likes it. Bang, done. Anyway. So yeah, we'll see you next week. We'll probably have something to talk about next week. If not. Yeah.
Still, it's very...
Go on then.
It doesn't carry over, so you can use it.
Do it so loudly.
Alright, okay, ready?
Oh no, please don't. Don't do it too loud. I might have to...
Cunt!
Jesus.
So glad my family.
I'm going to have to reduce the volume on that so bad. Okay, anyway. Yeah, we'll see you next week. We'll have something to talk about, hopefully. Yeah.
You need to edit out the full 2 minutes of laughter.
Oh, yeah, Roblox.
Roblox. All right, see you guys.
Roblox.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. Liam, say bye.
Bye.